Welcome to Sexology, a podcast that untangles the science of sex and pleasure. And now, with this week's episode, your host, clinical psychologist, Dr. Nazanin Moali.
Hello there. Welcome to Sexology Podcast. I'm honored to have you listen to this pilot episode. This is my opportunity to introduce myself and tell you a little bit about this show and set the stage for what you can expect in our upcoming weeks. If you don't know me, I'm Dr. Nazanin Moali, clinical psychologist and a sex educator based on LA, California. Like many of you, I grew up with little or no information about sexuality. Actually, let me correct that. I heard a lot about bad things associated with sex. Diseases, unwanted pregnancies, abandonment, stigma, but nothing on desire, sexual pleasure, or connection. That's why I'm so passionate now to share with you my knowledge and clinical experiences about this topic from a sex-positive perspective, and ultimately to provide insight about everything you wanted to know, but were afraid to ask. Let's be honest, sex is a tricky topic. Whenever you ask someone about it, you either get too much information or not enough. As your host, my goal is to bring you meaningful interviews and insightful conversation with other psychologists, mental health professionals, researchers, and experts in this field, so we can talk about it with the richness and complexity it deserves. Here is a taste of what you'll hear in our future episodes.
Intimacy is writ large. It's not just kind of a genital experience. It's a heart experience. It's a full body experience. And, you know, just that the act of letting somebody hold this deep part inside you that you never, it's so hard to let anybody in, but the act of letting somebody hold your shame, your shameful places with you, that is so deeply intimate.
So often in life, we avoid pain, we avoid discomfort. And then when pain comes to your door and kind of slaps you in the face a bit and you have to confront it, you come out the other side with so much more strength, wisdom, hopefully confidence and courage, where you can really engage with your partner and yourself, you know, truly being naked together, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And of course, your connection is going to be stronger when you're really, you know, that is true intimacy.
No, it's certainly not been the case for me either. In fact, for the clients who started out as monogamous and are looking to open their relationship, I've actually experienced by watching them have an increased intimacy and attachment within the marriage. I've actually seen increase both in frequency and in intensity, like satisfaction rating of the marriage dynamic.
Gender identity itself can actually be discovered at the ripe old age of 2.5. So I've certainly had parents come to me when their kids were that young or slightly older to ask, oh my gosh, is this what's going on?
Thanks for listening to Sexology Podcast. For more great content, visit www.sexologypodcast.com. Please be advised that information presented on this podcast is not a substitute for seeking help from a licensed mental health provider.